The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke the prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and prayed, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm sure you've often heard the phrase that familiarity breeds contempt, and in some ways you can apply that. I think that what happens when we come here on a Sunday, we listen to the gospel this evening of the Pharisee and the publican. It is a publican, not republican, just in case we got mixed up. And we kind of, you know, we have our mind made up before it even begins, and we kind of condemn the Pharisee, and we think the publican's a very nice guy. And that's not really what the gospel is saying at all. And it's a gospel about knowing oneself. And if I said to you, where would you put yourself this evening? Are you the publican, or are you the Pharisee? And I think the answer to that is, if we're honest, well, there's a bit of both the Pharisee and the publican in us. And if we're absolutely honest, probably more of the Pharisee than the publican. There's a story about Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali had just won another title in his fighting days, and he often said about himself, when you're great and famous like me, it's hard to be humble. So one day he was on an airplane going somewhere, and just before takeoff, the stewardess came down along the aisle checking that everybody had their seatbelt fastened, and Muhammad Ali was sitting there. He didn't have his seatbelt fastened. And she said to him, sir, would you mind fastening your seatbelt? And Muhammad Ali said, Superman doesn't need a seatbelt. And she said, and also, sir, Superman doesn't need an airplane. So like a good man, fasten your belt. She knew how to deal with big egos. And we have a saying in Ireland, where I come from, in case you didn't know, that we say about somebody, he's full of himself. And that would sum up the Pharisee in a very nice way. Somebody full of himself, telling God how wonderful he was. How might we fit into that kind of thinking? Well, I think many people, and that to, you know, include myself too, we think if we were defining ourselves or saying who we were, we say, well, you know, we would define ourselves by what we do or what we have or the opinion that people have about us. And I think that would be the way maybe we might. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you do or what you have or what people say about you. It doesn't alter the real you. The real you is somebody that God loves. Early on, when Pope Francis was elected Pope, he was giving an interview one day, and the interviewer asked Pope Francis, "How would you define yourself? How would you define yourself, Holy Father? Or who would you say you are?" And the Pope paused for a couple of moments, and then he said, "I am a sinner. Simple, I am a sinner." Show the humility of the man. "I am a sinner." There's, I don't know if some of you, if you ever heard, there was a lovely cardinal in London some years ago. He was the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Hume. And he was a really lovely man, a humble man, and I had the pleasure of just meeting him a couple of times. But when he was dying, he had cancer, and he asked a friend of his if he would do the homily or the eulogy at his funeral. And his friend said, "Have you chosen some readings?" And he says, "Yes, I have. One of the readings I want is for the gospel is the story of the Pharisee and the publican. Now, in all my years as a priest, I've never been requested to use that reading at a funeral, nor have I ever suggested it to anybody." And so his friend said, "But that's an unusual reading, the Pharisee and the publican. Why would you choose that?" And the cardinal replied, he said, When I meet the Lord, I would rather stand before him and instead of saying, I was the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster and gave my life to the church, I would rather say, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, a sinner." Showed what a humble man, but it also showed he really knew himself. And when we really know ourselves, you see, the publican, he was absolutely honest and truthful. And have you noticed a little line in the gospel this evening when I was describing the prayer of the Pharisee, telling God how wonderful he was? There's a very important little line in there which says, and he prayed thus to himself. He was really just talking to himself. How wonderful I am. How great I am. There was a man, and he met his priest, his pastor one day, and he said to the priest, he said, "You might have noticed, Father, I don't often attend your church. In fact, very rarely do I go there." And the priest said, yes, he said, I've noticed I never see you at church. "Well, the reason I don't go there," he says, is the place is full of hypocrites. And the priest smiled at him and said, "Well," he says, "one more is not going to make any great difference. So you might as well come." You know, sometimes we all need to have a good look at ourselves. And I want you to have a look at yourself this evening and really look into your own heart. Do you have a need to judge people? Are you opinionated about people? Do you label people, categorize people? you know, it's a great freedom to be free from judging. And you will be free from judging others if you accept your own faults and your own failings. Never point a finger at anybody else. Just look back at yourself. You see how we all can be very hypocritical at times. There's another story. A farmer arrived at his church one day and went into the office, the parish office, and said to the receptionist, "Can I see the hedgehog at the trough?" The hedgehog at the trough. And she looked at him and said, "Sir, if you mean the person in charge or the priest, we normally don't call him the hedgehog." She said, "We respectfully call them father or pastor." "Good," he says, "I want to make a $25,000 donation to the church." "Oh dear," she said, "just take a seat and I'll get the little fat pig for you." See? Stop. It's bad. I'll be bad. I'm sailing very near the wind, I tell you that. But isn't it the truth, huh? How we change and we can from condemning him and being very kind of judgmental, suddenly, oh, 25,000, oh, I'll get that little fat pig for you. It's the way I tell him, right? So now I wanted to take away one little thing this evening, and I'd be delighted. When I'm out walking or doing various things during the day, a little prayer I often say, often and often, and you can do it wherever you are, whether you're at work or you're driving or you're walking or whatever you're doing. And it's a simple little prayer, and it reminds me of who I am. I say time and time again, "Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner." Simple little prayer. I love you to adopt that prayer. Use it as a little mantra. Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen.